وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. آمين يا رب العالمين. As always, جزاك الله خير حضرت مولانا for your beautiful duas for us and for the ummah of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by his infinite grace and mercy shower his blessings, choicest blessings on you and your family. Amin. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah wa kafa wa salamun ala ibadihi alladhin istafa. Amma ba'du fa'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. لقد كان لكم في رسول الله أسوة حسنة وإذا قال الله تعالى أطيعوا الله وأطيعوا الرسول سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. All praise is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the innumerable blessings He has showered upon us, which we cherish and enjoy every moment of our lives. We bear witness that there is none worthy of worship besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we bear witness that Sayyidina Hazrat Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, our leader and master, is the final messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Honorable listeners of Markaz Sahaba and Radio Al-Ansar International, today we're going to be discussing the pure statements of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and these were selected by Hazrat Shah Waliullah Sahab Muhaddith Dihlwi Rahmatullah Alayhi. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam statements, you know, very short, but they have very, very deep meanings. Jawami'ul Kilam, a very, very short hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Volumes can be written on it. Such beautiful statements of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And if we study the ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you know, in the Sahih Sitta, the other kitabs as well, you will not find a hadith, you know, pertaining to sermons that are hours long. You know, as we may speak today, they were very, very, very brief, and comprehended by the Sahaba-i-Kiram, memorized, and then passed on from generation to generation. So the first one I'm sharing with you is Hazrat Shah Waliyul Asad Muhaddith Dihlwi Rahmatullah Alayhi quotes them. He says, لَيْسَ الْخَيْرُ كَالْمُعَايَنَةِ Being informed about an incident cannot equal witnessing it. That is why the Quran Majid also declares فَتَبَيَّنُوا. You know, if anybody, إِذَا جَاءَكُمْ فَاسِقٌ بِنَبَئٍ, you know, if a fasiq comes to you with any information, do not just accept it. You haven't seen it, you know. You have to investigate it. So, if people bear this fact in mind, they will save themselves from many complications and embarrassments. Al-harbu khud'a. War is a tactic. At times, tactical moves and ingenuity are more beneficial than bravery in war. Thus, as per this hadith, there is no prohibition in resorting to it. However, it is not permissible to break covenants and treaties. Al-Muslimu mir'atul Muslim. A Muslim is a mirror for another Muslim. Each believer's heart must be clear and unsoiled like a mirror towards another believer. A believer must have a sincere desire for the other's faults to be concealed within himself and must not be exposed to others. Al-Mustasharu Mu'taman. Mu'taman. Now this, the person whose counsel is sought is placed in a position of trust. Ad-dallu 'ala al-khayri kafa'ilihi. The person who directs towards good is like the one who does it himself. So whatever good we can work towards and strive in this world and get others to do that good by means of Amr bil Ma'ruf and Nahi anil Munkar, we will be rewarded for the effort that we have made. Ista'inu ala al-hawa'iji bil kitman. Conceal your efforts to obtain the fulfillment of needs. One should not publicize his needs unnecessarily, or else it will give the enemy an opportunity to hinder and interfere. اتقوا النار ولو بشق تمره.
Fear the hellfire, even if it is by a piece of a date. Do not hesitate in carrying out even the smallest of good deeds. Your salvation may well depend on it. Ad-dunya sijnul mu'min wa jannatul kafir. This world is a prison for the believer and a paradise for the unbeliever. We have restrictions, we have do's and don'ts, and the kafir leads his life as he pleases. So this may seem like a prison for us, but eventually we will have paradise in the hereafter, whereas it will be the direct opposite for them, that they will be in the prison of Jahannam in the hereafter. Idatul mu'mini ka akhdhi al-kaf. Modesty. Al-haya'u khayrun kullu. Modesty is absolute and utter goodness. So one hadith also says, al-haya'u shobatun min al-iman. That is a part of iman, modesty. Idatul mu'min ka akhdhi al-kaf. The believer's verbal promise is like a handshake. It is just as binding and firm. A believer must be as concerned and adherent to his verbal promise as though he has struck the hand of the other and made a firm pledge. Thus, every word of a believer must be as if it is cast in stone. لَا يَحِلُّ لِلْمُؤْمِنِ أَنْ يَهْجُرَ أَخَاهُ فَوْقَ ثَلَاثَةِ أَيَّامٍ. It is not lawful for a believer to sever ties from his brother for more than 3 days. If there is a mutual dispute with regard to a worldly matter, they must end it within 3 days. The hadith refers to the other party as his brother. There is much wisdom in this. لَيْسَ مِنَّا مَنْ غَشَّنَا. The one who is deceitful to us is not of us. مَا قَلَّ وَكَفَى خَيْرٌ مِمَّا كَثُرَ وَأَلْهَى. The thing which is little and sufficient is better than something which is plentiful, but causes a person to become heedless and neglectful. الرَّاجِعُ فِي هِبَتِهِ كَالرَّاجِعِ فِي قَيْثِهِ. The person who takes back a gift is like a person who takes back his vomit. Sometimes you find that a person has given a cruel hand or some gold necklace or something to a woman in marriage as dowry, and then when something happens, then he asks for it back again. And there may be other occasions as well. So he's just like vomiting and then swallowing that vomit back again. Al-bala'u mu'akkalun bil mantik. Calamities are commissioned by speech. If a person can control his tongue, he will be able to save himself from numerous calamities, worries, and miseries. So we must always think before we utter anything, lest we become very, very regretful of what we have said. Al-insanu ka-asnanil musht. The similitude of man is like the teeth of a comb. The entire comb is rendered defective by the breaking of a few of its teeth. Similarly, a few people falling into corruption can corrupt the entire society. Al-ghina ghina nafs. True wealth is wealth of the heart. As long as contentment of the heart is not achieved, a person remains a pauper, no matter how much wealth and riches he has. As-sa'idu man wu'iza bighayri. In other words, a fortunate person is one who takes admonition by looking at the condition of others. So in other words, he looks at the consequences suffered by others and thereby sets right his own affairs. So he learns from others. Inna min ash-sha'ri la hikmah. وَإِنَّ مِنَ الْبَيَانِ لَسِحْرًا. Some poetry is filled with wisdom, and some speeches are captivating like magic. أَفْوُ الْمُلُوكِ إِبْقَاءُ الْمُلُوكِ. The pardoning of rulers ensures the continuous survival of the country. If the ruler is harsh and stern over every matter, he will destroy the population and the country will be deserted. الْمَرْعُ مَأَ مَنْ أَحَبَّ. A person will be with those whom he loves. This is an excellent prescription given to the entire ummah. If we could practice just on this, we will succeed and be blessed with the companionship of the pious and righteous. مَا هَلَكَ إِمْرُؤٌ عَرَفَ قَدْرًا. The person who recognizes his true worth will not be destroyed. When a person recognizes his true self, The doors to recognizing Allah Ta'ala are open to him. Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, Man arafa nafsahu faqad arafa rabbah. Recognizing oneself is the means to recognizing Allah Ta'ala. Al-waladu lil-firash wal-ahir al-hajar. The establishment of a child's lineage is to the woman's husband and her lawful master. The child of an adulteress is deprived of a lineage. The child of an adulteress is attributed to his mother and not to the father. Al-yadul ulya khayrun min al-yadis sufla. The upper hand is better than the lower hand. The spending hand is better than the begging hand. This shows the virtue and merit of spending and giving. La yashkuru Allah man la yashkuru an-nas. The person who is not grateful to people cannot be grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hubbuka shay yu'mi wa yusim. Love for a thing causes you to become blind and deaf. Jubilat al-qulub ala hubbi man ahsana ilayha wa bughdhi man asa'a ilayha. The hearts are intrinsically made to love the one who does good to them and to dislike the one who does evil to them. At-ta'ibu min adh-dhanbi kaman la dhanba lah. The person who repents from a sin is like a person who committed no sin. Ash-shahidu yara ma la yarahu al-ghaib. The one who is present is able to see what an absent person cannot see. Idha ja'akum karimu qawmin fa'akrimu. When the senior person of a group, people or nation comes to you, accord him respect. Al-yameenul fajiratu tada'u al-diyar al-banaqi. False oaths completely uproot nations. Man qutila duna malihi fahuwa shaheed. The person who is killed in the defense of his wealth is a martyr. Glory be to Allah. Look at what consideration the Sharia gave to one's natural responses and emotions. Even a person who is killed while protecting his wealth is given the rank of a martyr. Al-a'malu bin-niyyah. Deeds are based on intentions. Sayyidul qawmi khadimuhum. The leader of a people is their servant. The sole objective of a leader ought to be service to his people. The continuity of his leadership depends on his service. Khayrul umuri awsatuha. The middle way and path is the best in all matters. Allahumma barik fi ummati fi bukuriha yawm al-khamis. O Allah, bless my ummah in their journeys which they undertake on Thursday mornings. Kadu al-faqru an yakuna kufra. Poverty could well lead a person to unbelief. There are many countries in the world where the missionaries work and they give out food and they buy the iman, you know, of the Muslimin. So we must always make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah ta'ala save us from poverty, and we must come to the assistance of our fellow Muslim brothers wherever they may be. As-safru qit'atun min al-'adhab. Traveling is a type of torment. You know, when a person has to travel, then the comforts and luxuries of home are all lost, and he goes through some difficult process, and this is what it implies. Al-majalisu bil amana. Assemblies are upheld through trustworthiness. What is discussed in a meeting must be confined to the meeting. Private and secret matters should never be exposed. Many a time somebody tells you something private in a meeting that you have with him, and then you go to somebody and you tell this somebody, I'm going to tell you something, but keep it between us, don't tell anybody. And then he goes to the next person and says, look here, there's something I'm going to tell you, just keep it between us. And so that is contrary to this hadith, al-majalisu bil amana. Then the final one, khayru zari taqwa. Piety is the best provision. You know, people look for provisions in terms of worldly provisions, but the greatest provision for the soul, you know, and for the advancement of the human being is taqwa and piety. وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. Salutations of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the best of his creation, Hazrat Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his family and all his companions. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen.